Since the early 1990s, Americans have been inundated with commercials that end like this.
Pork, the other white meat.
That advertising campaign is funded by hog farmers who pay money through what's called a checkoff program. The farmers pay 45 cents for every 100 pounds of pork they sell. That raises nearly $54 million a year for the government-supervised ad campaign. Earlier this year, the majority of the producers voted to end the checkoff program that, according to some, benefits mostly large corporate-style farms. The Bush administration has ignored the vote and reinstated the checkoff program, enraging small producers nationwide. Minnesota Public Radio's Aaron Galbally reports.
For decades, Myron Damon raised specialty purebred Berkshire hogs on his farm in southeastern Minnesota. By today's standards, Damon's operation is small, with fewer than 100 hogs. Because of the darkness of their meat, most of these hogs will end up in Japan. In January, Damon joined 16,000 other hog farmers against continuing the mandatory pork checkoff system. But Damon says the vote to end subsidizing these ads was ignored.
You look at this and you say, I live in the United States of America, you know, and I have to ask myself, is this a communist country? We called for a vote. They authorized a vote. They didn't like the results of it. They threw it out.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture calls the decision to reinstate the program a settlement, ending a lawsuit filed by the National Pork Producers Council, a group funded by the checkoff. The pork producers sued the USDA for certifying the vote. Now part of that settlement specifies no new vote can be held on the checkoff's future until 2003. USDA spokesman Billy Cox calls the decision a legal one.
The USDA did believe that we needed to take a more proactive approach to the situation, and we did not believe that a long legal battle over terminating assessments would be in the best interest of the pork industry.
But farmers opposed to the program's return suspect that politics played a big role. National Pork Producers CEO Al Tank served on President Bush's transition team. Repeated efforts to reach the Pork Producers Council for comment were unsuccessful. Without the millions of checkoff dollars, the national pork producers would unquestionably face downsizing. That's certainly a trend family farmers have experienced. Since the checkoff began back in 1986, more than 250,000 hog farmers have gone under, while the number of huge corporate hog operations has nearly tripled. The group Campaign for Family Farms spent 3 years rallying independent hog farmers to vote against the checkoff. Organizer Mark Schultz says it won't accept the USDA decision and plans to sue.
We challenge the settlement. How can this be a settlement of this lawsuit? The hog farmers who brought the referendum and won it were not at all included in these negotiations.
Both of Minnesota's Democratic senators are calling for a recognition of the election results in which the checkoff was defeated by more than 1,500 votes. Mark Dayton plans to introduce legislation forcing the checkoff to be dismantled, and his colleague Paul Wellstone released a statement predicting it will be a long 4 years for the nation's family farmers. As the Campaign for Family Farms plans its legal challenge, a group of angry hog farmers is expected to vie for President Bush's attention when he visits Sioux Falls, South Dakota today. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Galbally in Rochester, Minnesota.